Cyberbullying needs to stop, and it's a big problem.
Hey, did you see this post on Instagram?
What post?
When Joey, our friend, took a picture with his girlfriend and posted it online. And then did you see someone wrote in the comment section, "I thought you were gay"?
Wow, did you hear that Joey committed suicide because of people cyberbullying him whenever he did something? Like the time when he got an A on a test, and they called him a nerd and also a tryhard.
What? Bro, that's really sad.
Right?
I think he could have been depressed before this comment, and this pushed him over the edge because of him repeatedly getting cyberbullied.
He was depressed because he was stressed about what people were going to do on Instagram because he posted something online.
That's really sad, dude.
Wow, can we help?
We can. Let's make a club for our school.
That's a great idea. Let's do it. But what kind of club?
We could start a club for kids in need to talk to each other and try to help each other.
That's a great idea. Let's ask the teacher to help.
Cyberbullying is when someone gets bullied online. For example, a kid who gets bullied online because they slipped on the ground during school and somebody posted it online. This can lead to getting kids depressed and could lead to suicide. Cyberbullying is a real issue in our world today, and 25% of teens have been bullied online. In all, 4.5 teens have experienced cyberbullying in their life. This needs to stop.
Cyberbullying can happen anywhere on the internet. For example, cyberbullying does not only happen on social media and can happen on video games also. It is more common for girls to be bullied on social media and boys to be bullied on video games. People are being bullied online because of their race, gender, mistakes, the way they look, and the people who think it is funny. People who bully other people online are usually insecure and want to take their anger out on other people to make them feel better. This is what RevRun thinks about cyberbullying. Being a bully on the internet is a sign of insecurity and weakness. This issue happens a lot today and on a lot of sites online. This can be harmful to people because they are repeatedly reminded that they are being made fun of. BullyingStatistics.org states, over 80% of teens use a cell phone regularly, making it the most popular form of technology and a common medium for cyberbullying. That means millions of kids around the world have phones and are being bullied online. If this keeps up, the cyberbullying will keep spreading and it will be really hard to stop. Do you know the results of cyberbullying? Well, very bad things can happen. For example, most drastically, people can commit suicide. You can see this when on bullyingstatistics.org it states, cyberbullying victims are more likely to have low self-esteem and to consider suicide. And also you can see this when on theoorganisee.com when it states, bullying victims are between 2 to 9 times more likely to consider suicide than non-victims. This is why cyberbullying is a big problem and we have to stop it. People can also get a mental illness because of cyberbullying or any type of bullying, like depression and anxiety. This can make it hard to function in school. What can we do about cyberbullying? Well, the first thing we can do is spread the word. How do you do that? You put up posters, send emails, make a club, and other organizations that will help stop cyberbullying. If we do things like this, then maybe it will help.
Another way is to ban people if they cyberbully. Make like a tracker that tracks what people say, and if they say something mean or rude or racist, then just ban them from a site or a game. You can do this and more to help us improve the world and help everyone that is affected by cyberbullying. Finally, according to StopBullying.gov, other ways to stop cyberbullying is to recognize its effects. Recognize if there has been a change in mood or behavior and explore what the cause might be. Try to determine if there are changes happening around a child's use of digital devices. Then, tell a classmate if he is being cyberbullied or report it to the school. You can also tell someone if you're being cyberbullied. Together, we can stop cyberbullies.